Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal joins me from the Beacon newspaper. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Some of my listeners are facing hard times. We've had a sequestration in the federal government. Even our current and new president has announced that he's freezing hiring.
Right.
And there are those who are struggling right now with the inflation that's come about in food and other areas of their lives, including health care. My goodness, the last 4 years, health care prices have just gone crazy. And some are having trouble paying their bills. And I get calls from people who are looking to what we call a short sell, which is sell the house for less than what's owed and get the bank to agree to it. Mm-hmm. And I'm also getting calls from people occasionally who are facing foreclosure. Mm-hmm. Now, these listeners are struggling under the burden of the communication that they're getting from these banks.
Yes.
It's overwhelming them.
Of course.
And I understand that in this month's issue, you have an article that relates to how people are dealing with creditors.
Right. The best way to deal with debt collectors is what it's called.
Okay.
And this is in part because it was a recent report from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which, I don't know, may not be with us very long. The Trump administration wants to close it down. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, they had their first ever survey of consumer experiences with debt collectors. And it found that one out of four feels they're being threatened, basically, and feels, you know, dangerously, you know, nervous about what's going on.
That is the impression I get, Stuart, from the people that I talk to, that they feel badgered, belittled, and they feel
right. So there are rules that protect you, people who are in debt, and they're federal law. Okay, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. It may not always be observed, so there are ways that you can go about getting people to crack down on this.
Okay,
but you know there are limits. They're not supposed to call you at inconvenient times or places. If you say "Don't call me at work," they're not supposed to call you at work. They certainly can't issue threats of violence. They can't use obscene language. There are all kinds of rules about what they can and can't do. But they still can call you a lot, and they can still, you know, make your life unpleasant.
Mm.
But they're not supposed to talk to anybody else about your debts except you, your spouse, and your attorney. Anyway, if any of these things are not being done, there are steps you can take. We have numbers in the article about the various consumer protection offices in this metropolitan area you can call to have help. And, of course, you can always contact the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau as well.
To read about this article, fascinating, is in the Beacon newspaper. Go to thebeaconnewspapers.com to read that online, or you can call them at 301
949-9766.
That is the phone number to the main office, and they have delivery points all over Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, over 1,500 of them, and read about it there. Anything else?
Sure.
Okay.
Last year was a banner year for car sales.
Yes.
The average car price reached the highest level ever this last month. At the same time, this is really a good time to buy cars because the demand is going to be still pretty strong, not as strong as last year. But as a result, there are cars on the market that are available to be bought. And especially if you're not looking for an SUV, which is really popular now, SUVs and trucks, if you're looking for a regular sedan, they're generally cheaper than they used to be. And there are lots of incentives to get them off the lot and get them sold. Gas prices are down. A lot of things about the market make it a good time to buy one of these new cars with the new technology features that make the cars so appealing to people.
Right, and I'll help you find your house for the garage for your new car. we'll make it all work out. You can read about it in the Beacon newspaper. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you.
All right. Brian Sheffer from Hawkins Electric, our preferred electrician, joins me again this morning. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Eric. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, you too. So, Brian, the Hawkins Electric TV commercial that I'm in.
Yes.
My friends come up to me all the time. They say, "You know, I'm watching the Wizards game, and I thought I saw you. Were you in an electric commercial?" And sure enough, you know, so you guys play that commercial, and people respond to it, and my friends know it, and they know who you are. So thanks for letting me be a part of your success.
No, thank you very much for doing that with us. Yeah, my nephew. He sees it. Every time he sees it, I get a text from my sister. So it's great.
Well, let's talk about something that I did at my house that you all helped me with that I think has protected me from damage to my electronics. And it's a simple concept, and it's not very expensive. And that's main surge protection for your panel. When I first heard about the idea, it was sort of like an after conversation that I had. But it seemed to me like almost a primary consideration that people should be thinking about doing. Tell us about what it is.
Main panel surge protection, really, like you said, is every home needs it. back, I don't know, 40, 50 years ago, let's say your refrigerator was just a compressor. Now every refrigerator has electronics, digital displays. Same thing with your oven. Obviously, your computers, televisions are all very sensitive and susceptible to surges coming in to the home. So what this does, it actually mounts next to your main electric panel. So if you have one panel, then you only need one. If you have multiple, then you would need multiple to protect those. And what it does, it basically protects surges coming in from the utility company. And whether you know it or not, it happens all day, every day. So you'll hear some people say, well, I took a surge and it blew out, you know, most of my electronics in the house, which mm-hmm. it, which it'll protect against that.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does, it actually protects 24/7, 365, mm-hmm. and it actually will make your electronics in the home last longer.
So let's assume that you have power coming in from mm-hmm. Pepco or BG&E, wherever it's coming from, and it comes into the house. It comes in at with a certain, is it amperage?
Voltage.
Voltage,
yes,
thank
yes.
you, okay. Yep. Never did pass that part of my, okay, came in on the voltage. So if the voltage spikes, that's a surge, is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's correct, yep. So most of your electronics in the house have a level of, you know, it'll go up to 125, 130 volts. But once it goes beyond that, it really starts, those surges coming into your home really start to eat away and decrease the life of your electronics. Also, so your TV and your computers may be plugged into a surge strip, which you want to continue to have within the house,
yes.
because you will create small surges within your home.
Mm-hmm.
But this will protect your oven, microwave, your furnace, you know, big high dollar items like that, that you can't plug into a surge strip. So there's
mm-hmm.
unprotected coming in there.
That's great. You've just given me the analogy that I needed, because I plug my electronics, my computer, into a surge strip, right? That's got some certain guarantee, which, you know, who knows if it's actually good or not,
right.
that you buy it, you know. So, but you, plugging all the other stuff, the large stuff, into essentially like a surge
That's exactly
strip,
right.
Right?
Yep. It's a surge strip that goes in at your main panel. It's a small box, probably a 3x3 box that'll sit right next to your main panel. Mm-hmm. It actually attaches to it. There are two indicating lights on it, letting you know that it's protecting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these devices don't last forever, but we have a lifetime warranty with them. So if you go down and you take a look and you see that the two LED lights aren't illuminated,
mm-hmm.
give us a call. We'll come out and we'll take the old unit out. Okay. And install a brand new unit for you.
Kind of love that. Hawkins Electric, you guys have been around a long time. What's the best way to reach Hawkins Electric?
301-210-0900. I'm in the office all the time. You can ask for me, Brian Scheffler, if you like. But another good thing is you'll always have somebody answer the phone. You're not prompted to press 1 for certain departments.
Mm-hmm.
We're always there, so you'll have a good chance.
You're not routed through the Philippines?
No, we're not.
Okay.
You're not?
Okay.
Yeah, and we're celebrating next year. We've been in business for 99 years, so uh-huh. 100 years next year, so
congratulations.
Get your tux ready.
Okay.
You'll get invited to the party.
I'll have my tie on. All right. 301-210-0900. That's 301-210-0900 to call Brian Scheffler or any of the fine folks at Hawkins Electric. Hawkins Electric, been around almost 100 years for a reason, and the main surge protector, an idea maybe you haven't considered and probably should, so give them a call today, 301-210-0900. To save you time, if you don't have a pen and paper, you're out driving, just remember our website. You can download our preferred vendor guide. It's ericstewartgroup.com. In the preferred vendor guide, look under electricians. You'll find Hawkins Electric there. They are licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and beyond. So you can call them for your needs wherever you might be. Again, that phone number one more time, 301-210-0900. And if you prefer toll-free, it is 877-927-0900. 877-927-0900 for Hawkins Electric. All right. Well, I got to take a quick break. We've got so much to talk about. Stay right there. I'll be right back.